the Public News Service Daily Newscast, October the 11th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The window for averting climate disaster is still open, but could close quickly. That if the richest nations don't slow their roll on coal and other fossil fuels. More from our Eric Galatis.
Record growth in wind and solar energy, battery storage, and electric vehicle sales have kept the goal of reaching net zero emissions by 2050 within reach, according to a new International Energy Agency report. But the U.S. and other wealthy nations will need to cut fossil fuel pollution by 80% by 2035, and clean energy capacity must triple by the end of this decade. Kelly Trout with Oil Change International says the biggest challenge to avoiding catastrophic climate change is not a lack of solutions.
We have the technologies to rapidly replace fossil fuels in the energy system, and investing in those solutions is set to create new jobs, save lives by reducing air and water pollution, and actually make energy more affordable.
The American Petroleum Institute has argued that more fossil fuels are needed, not fewer, and projects that oil and gas will supply nearly 50% of the nation's energy needs by 2050.
And President Joe Biden denounced Hamas on Tuesday, calling the attack by the militant group launched against Israel an act of sheer evil. Biden stressed U.S. support for Israel as it mourns the killing of more than 1,000 people. That from Reuters. They report the president also voiced concerns for Americans being held hostage by Hamas, and he called for Israel to follow the law of war in its response. Reuters reports at least 14 Americans died in the attack. Unlike more conservative states, New Mexico has seen prominent advances in lesbian, gay, and transgender rights in recent decades. A good reason to celebrate today's National Coming Out Day.
First observed in the U.S. in 1988, the founders believed homophobia thrives in an atmosphere of silence and ignorance. In contrast, they thought once people knew that loved ones were lesbian or gay, homophobic or oppressive views would be harder to maintain. Nonetheless, Michael Trim, executive director at Albuquerque's Transgender Resources Center, says it's still about safety and timing.
Coming out is a very personal thing, and that story belongs to the individual. And Coming Out Day for me is a reminder that people are welcome to come out when and if they choose to.
Trim says the center will launch its first transitional housing model next year, providing a communal residential program for six individuals. I'm Roz Brown.
State legislatures across the nation have seen a significant increase in anti-LGBTQ legislation and signed dozens of laws into effect in 2023. This is Public News Service. A new report finds persistent gaps in long-term care services in states like Arizona.
AARP Arizona State Director Dana Kennedy says while Arizona has been at the forefront for Medicaid spending for long-term care supportive services, other findings were what she calls alarming. She says the biggest cause for concern in her eyes are the number of individuals with pressure sores that can result from a number of reasons, which include not getting turned enough and inadequate nutrition.
That's really an indicator that people are not getting good quality care, and it also could highlight the need for additional staff. We know that many times the staff in these long-term care facilities, they're often understaffed.
Kennedy says that makes it a challenge for care workers across the state to do good quality work. The report highlights that Arizona, like other states around the country, are enduring a major workforce crisis. In Arizona, more than half of nursing staff in long-term care facilities leave their jobs within a year. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
And October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and before long, North Dakota public school students will be more knowledgeable about the topic.
The state recently adopted a law requiring such curriculum in K-12 schools. For high schoolers, they will have to take either a computer science or cybersecurity course to graduate. Districts have until next summer to develop and approve their own integration plans for these courses. Devil's Lake Superintendent Ned Cluton says digital threats aren't going away anytime soon, and it's important that students have the ability to learn about them before they reach adulthood.
Hackers trying to get access to personal information, cybersecurity is a real risk.
Devil's Lake already offers computer science classes, and Cluton predicts a fairly smooth transition to enhanced curriculum under the new law.
I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, from our Mark Moran, Native American Bank has been chosen to administer $50 million in grants from the U.S. Treasury Department.
The Treasury Department has given Native American Bank the authority to invest in disadvantaged indigenous communities that often lack access to the capital they need to start and maintain viable, sustainable businesses on tribal reservations or other American Indian-owned land. Joel Smith with the Denver-based Native American Bank says in northern Montana, the investments will show up in the construction of community service facilities on and around the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in Browning.
So we're looking at a lot of healthcare clinics, wellness centers, behavioral health or opioid recovery centers, in addition to child care and schools.
The $50 million is part of a larger $5 billion federal investment designed to spur economic growth in low-income urban and rural communities nationwide.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.